Breaking news, AT&T just fixed its massive outage. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
You may have woken up this morning with no cell service. AT&T had a major outage affecting customers across the country and some 911 communities as well. Good news now, though, AT&T says they have restored wireless service to all of the affected people. According to tracking site Down Detector, there were more than 32,000 outages at the height of it around 4 a.m. this morning.
Tech expert Ian Schur.
It's still too early, it seems, to know what is the cause of all of this, but it's a good reminder of how dependent we've all become on these cellular networks. A lot of people don't have home phones anymore, and AT&T is telling people to use Wi-Fi calling, but of course that will only work if you get internet access by another service.
The company still hasn't provided a cause, but says it's taking steps to make sure it doesn't happen again. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session today includes a constitutional amendment to keep houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills are part of the deal Republicans struck with universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new buildings. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provides nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library has launched a fellowship program to allow people with autism to express themselves through art and technology. The program will be run by a nonprofit called Islands of Brilliance, and it is designed for people with autism in transitional stages of life. The library will host sessions every other Wednesday afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30 until September. Anyone who is interested in participating in the program can register online at the Islands of Brilliance website. The school district of the Menominee area overwhelmingly failed to pass its operational referendum this week. The district had proposed a $4.2 million referendum for programming, staffing, transportation, and equipment, which voters rejected with nearly 60% of the votes on Tuesday. The school district will now be forced to revisit their staffing plans for the future without the additional funding. District Administrator Joe Zadowski says they have until October to work out the next year's budget. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolick with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good afternoon, Civic Media listeners. My name is Greg Bach. You may know me as the co-host of Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair. We're on every morning, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. But I'm taking over the 3 o'clock hour today, and I want to welcome you, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you're listening through the Civic Media radio app, which you don't have, get it. It's free to download. It's pretty, pretty cool. Also, if you're watching the live stream, whether it be YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there. You can also call in the show. Number is 844-967-2789. The number, once again, 844-967-2789. We got a fun show. Got a fun hour ahead of you. I got Anya on the board. This is the first time we've ever radioed.
Yeah, we don't get to radio together a lot.
I'm very happy to radio with you today.
I'm honored to radio with you.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You knock it off with that kind of.
I can't.
I'm a Wisconsinite. I can't take a compliment.
Same.
But yeah. So yes, we got a lot to talk about today. We are going to be focusing on a topic in the first half hour about vacation. We are Wisconsinites. We are Americans. And guess what that means? We're terrible at taking vacations. We're terrible at treating ourselves, getting away, vacating from our jobs, vacating from regular life. And that has been found in studies for years now. So we'll be talking about that as well. Might, if we have time, I want to talk about toxic work environments. I am kind of a, are you on the Instagrams and the Twitters and all the social medias, TikTok?
I'm on the TikTok. I'm less on the Twitters, but the TikToks, okay. I've definitely observed more and more people talking about toxic work environment. What does it look like? How do you handle it? Yeah, more awareness of it there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the accounts that read the back and forth between bosses who just don't know boundaries and employees who are standing up for themselves, which I think is very, very important. And then finally, in the last portion of the show, we will be joined by Civic Media's very own meteorologist, DJ Flip Mix, also known as Brittany Merlot, to talk about the weather, the lack of winter, and what that means for Wisconsin going forward. We got a lot of snow-based, winter-based sports, businesses, especially up north, that needed that winter. It's not going to have it. So kind of just discuss this past winter, which we have been affected by El Nino, which, to quote and honor Chris Farley, is Spanish for the Nino. Did you know that?
I didn't, but I would believe anything Mr. Farley would have said about the subject. So.
The more you know, just a star.
The more you know.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Anya, how good are you at taking vacations?
Luke would say I'm excellent at it.
The very capable and handsome happy birthday boy, Luke Mathers. Luke.
Yes, I would say I am learning to be better at actually taking the vacations I take, where I am actually trying to not work during those times.
You are trying to vacate.
I'm trying to vacate. I'm trying to, yeah.
Yeah. And that is one of the big problems as well. So Americans, and, you know, please call and let us know, or text and let us know, and be honest. Are you good at it? Are you bad at it? Do you want to be better at taking vacations, getting out and heading out of town, heading out of the country? That's another thing Americans not very good at, traveling abroad beyond our own state lines. I don't believe we are a country that prides itself or is encouraged to do that. We're my generation and above, it was the get in the car, we're going to the Grand Canyon, or we're going to Mount Rushmore, or we're going to some rock formation in America, because darn it, dad works hard for these 2 weeks every summer, and if you kids don't shut up, we're going right back home.
Dad worked 40 hours every week. You will enjoy this rock.
Yes.
You will show it reverence the way your father is. Yes, I had some of those trips as a kid too, yeah.
Yeah, father knows a lot about the faces of the presidents on this big mountain.
Father knows busts.
There we go. Name of the episode, Father Knows Bust. But to give you some idea, actual numbers, a breakdown of it, in America, believe it or not, and I guess because the wording would trick me up, how much time a year are you required by country? How much time do you think in America we are required to get off? How many days a year?
Oh my gosh. Required by law?
Yeah.
Well, I'm torn. I would say zero, because that would be my guess about laws, but...
You are correct.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
You are correct. Zero. Paid vacation holiday, paid vacation days or paid holidays, it is 0 days required by the country, whereas other countries around the world, in Europe, you've got... France has 30 paid vacation days. It's required, plus one holiday. I don't know what holiday they celebrate.
Where was this one?
France.
Oh, their one holiday is the day they all fight each other with baguettes. I thought I'd have a joke. I didn't.
Instead, you just made a stereotype about the French people.
Yep.
Please send all angry letters to...
directly to Anya.
To Anya at civicmedia.gov.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's like this all over Europe. Austria, 25 days of vacation, 13 paid holidays. Spain, 25 days vacation, 14 days paid holiday. Germany, 20. Canada, 10. Japan, 10. And then that's just the holidays. And I think here in this country, we have, as far as paid holidays, you've got, and this is if it falls during a work week, you got the Christmas, you got the New Year's, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yep.
That's it. That's 7 days. That's if you work in an environment that can be off. I mean, if you work in the service industry or anything like that, you're working. And I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends who, instead of using their vacation to go and get out and refresh and reset, they're taking a day off to run to the doctor, take the kids to the appointment, or my kid's got a recital, so I got to take a half day. So I'll take a half day of vacation. And then before they know it, they've used up most of their vacation on non-vacating.
Yeah, things that are not at all vacationing, relaxing, giving yourself a chance to refresh. You don't get that because I don't know about you, going to the doctor or doing my laundry, I'm not particularly refreshed by that. So you come back to work still having worked. You've got no new energy to bring in. Yeah,
you don't, and also you don't get to look forward to it.
That's not anything to look forward to. Yeah.
No. And I just find it very interesting that we are a society that I feel like it's a thing of, we pride ourselves on our work ethic. Americans, we work hard, which is, you know, I don't doubt that. There's a lot of Americans who work hard, but we almost see taking holidays as a weakness. Like in the older generations, I don't, you know, my generation and older, we see it as like, I'll take a vacation another time. I'll take that trip next year. And then next year turns into the following year. And then 10 years later, you're not going anywhere. But now, and tell me what you think, because you are a resident young person.
I am. That's what they keep telling me. Yes.
You and Calvin are our resident. You are our connection to the young people.
That's right. That's right. We are. We are the youth voice here.
Oh boy. Now it's almost the notion of taking a vacation. It's
It can make people be afraid of losing their job. Have you ever worked in a situation where you thought taking vacation would maybe make your bosses see you as not as dedicated as the company?
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially working before radio, I worked in restaurants, education, these kinds of places. And everywhere I worked, even if your boss was like very aware of how much you were doing or very proud or you were happy with your work ethic, as soon as you said like, hey, I'm actually going to take, you know, a long weekend or I'm going to take this whole week off and here's what that would look like, the tone would change and it would leave me the next time I needed to take off. Like maybe I do have a doctor's appointment I would take off for, or I want to go visit someone. I'd think twice about it because I didn't want to get some sort of, you know, fight from this person. Or 6 months later, I'm in some sort of yearly review. They say, it seems like you just don't want to be here. We're going to let you go. I've had that happen at a bar. I asked for Friday nights off for Shabbat and 7 weeks in, they were like, it seems like there's somewhere else you'd rather be. Why don't you not work here anymore? And I was like, well, I'd like to. They were like, too bad. You don't work here anymore. So I very much am afraid of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel that too. It's, you know, and I would say for me, it's about not, I'm not afraid of my bosses. I mean, I mean, everyone here is very lovely when you need time off. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm, if you don't know this, I'm the owner of a small business, a comedy club in Milwaukee. You know, I just always feel like I'm letting people down when I'm asking off. Like I could be here.
Right.
Why am I not here? I got to go do thing. I'm sorry. Like, I asked for, like, may I take a day off? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That Wisconsin kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
We have some online comments here. We have some StreamYard comments. Oh, Tony Zimmerman, you stop it with the compliments. Who's this fancy new? You call me young Tony. Get out of here. Stop it. You need to enjoy your life, Tony. And let's see. Papa Rico, Papa, you're just always listening to Civic Media, and I absolutely love that. He says on the live stream, I work for a company that works 7 days a week, 365 a year. There was two of us on second shift, which meant we worked every other weekend. So that was 12 days on, 2 days off. And I did that for 5 years. And I don't.
Papa Rico works hard.
Papa Rico works hard. And I got to say, that's the other thing, too, is working that, you know, we say things like, you know, I work 6 days on, 1 day off. And that's good. And that's fine. But that also has a tremendous toll on your body.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of sleep. Lack of, if you're in a sedentary job, and not to mention the fact that, like, usually when you work in those high stress jobs or long hour jobs, you're not eating the best either.
And what happens if you get an injury on a job? Like maybe you're a waitress, you've got to put plates, you know, the big thing on your shoulder, you get a shoulder injury. You can't take off to heal from that.
No,
you're going to lose your job again. It's all very scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to suck it up and deal with it. And that's it. Tony says, Luke is terrifying. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Anya said, you're terrifying, huh?
Me? I wouldn't say Luke's terrifying.
Luke is awesome.
Tony's got some other experiences we don't know about.
Agenda.
An agenda.
He's stirring the pot, Tony Zimmerman.
My gosh.
All right. Well, while we figure that out, I feel like getting up and going to get a drink of water. So while I do that, y'all listen to some commercials. But when we come back, please give us a call. Karina, I see you on the line, so if you can hold on for me, that would be great. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls, your texts. Don't go anywhere. Stay here with us. We're warm in your embrace. You're listening to 3 o'clock hour on Civic Media. I'm Greg Bach.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season. And since the awards started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listening for more Black history stories here on Civic Media, I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
281-8193.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
So don't wait down, Holiday Road.
Welcome back to the 3 o'clock hour on Civic Media. I am your host, Greg Bach. Got Anya on the boards. Producer Anya, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
You know what? I am peachy and keen.
Both?
Both.
Incredible.
I know.
The duality of man, honestly. The duality of Greg.
It's the Jungian thing. It's the of the young. I don't know. Don't.
Yeah.
Really quick before we hit the calls, I wanted to mention this before. I want to throw out a number for you. That number is 768 million. 768 million. What do you think that number, 768 million number attributes to, Anya?
What do I think that number attributes mm-hmm. to? While I was checking the call, I would say that is how many days of vacation one needs to recover from being a radio producer. Because I did not hear the context.
That's it. Because I did not give the context. Said it's just 768 million are the days of unused vacation we use.
Days.
That's the most recent research. Days.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't even know what that would be in years. That's incredible. Millions.
Billions of years. Absolutely billions of years. All right. So just remember that. And I want you to think about that. If you want to text to us, call us, get on the live stream. Let's see here. Andrew from Maine, thank you very much. I'm telling you, new show idea. Get all the young, quote-unquote, young civic media producers to do a show. I want to hear Anya, Nate, Aaron criticize all us old breakwinds. I don't want to say it on the air.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know.
I noticed there is a name not listed there, Greg.
What's that?
Well, they want to hear Anya, Nate, and Aaron criticize old breaks of wind.
Yeah. What about Sweet Cal B?
Oh, well, Calvin's got to be in there for sure. I just didn't know if you had any thoughts on being left out.
Oh, I'm old.
Oh, okay.
And we also left Luke out because he's 30, and Luke told me today he's old. So happy old birthday there. All right, let's go to the phone. Karina has been waiting. Karina from Milwaukee. How are you doing, Karina?
I'm all right. You know what? The vacation time, the sick time is very important. But
yes.
Also, if you guys can touch something like long-term disability, worker compensation, maternity leave. I had a poor 6 weeks for my maternity week when the whole country expects me to send my 6 weeks newborn child to be taken care of by somebody completely foreign to me or to that child, but also the stigma behind it. I have a 6 weeks and you have audacity to call me back in 4.
Yeah.
And have an attitude. We don't have anybody to substitute or hold your job. Wow. I'm sorry. I was pregnant and deliver a baby for this country.
How dare you, Karina? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and that's actually, you know, part of the toxic workplace environment thing that I wanted to touch on later, but we'll talk about it now. There are a lot of accounts. If you go on TikTok or Instagram, you can see a lot of accounts dealing with this kind of behavior of managers reaching out to employees and in a very like sweet way saying, "Oh, I know you want to take this time off, but it would really help if you didn't. Oh, I know you want to take your full maternity leave, but could you cut it down by 3 weeks?" That's an actual one.
Yeah.
I watch. And this maneuvering of trying to be friends with you and be like, it would really help. It would really help your coworkers.
Well, you don't want to let down your family,
yeah,
which is the people at your job,
yeah,
you know, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mike from Mount Pleasant, thank you for holding on. What do you say about this?
I liked what she said. That was good.
Yeah. Karina tells it like it is.
Okay, I've been out of work for probably at least 10 years.
Yeah.
I worked in a factory, and when I came up, wanted to take a vacation or whatever, or needed a day off, I told them, I says, I'm not going to be here tomorrow or for the next week. And they'd say, sometimes they'd say, well, if you're going to be gone now, we're going to fire you. I says, well, okay, fire me. I'd come back after I got done with the vacation. I says, am I still fired? And I was back to work right away.
Yeah. Why would you do that to an employee? What do you gain from threatening an employee like that and saying, if you take that vacation, you're fired? I mean, they know in their heart of hearts they're not going to do it. It takes more money to train someone and find someone than to say, yeah, Mike, take a vacation. Come back rested. Bring back a T-shirt. But instead, they come at you and try to guilt you and make you feel bad. It just never makes sense to me. Mike, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate your input on this. Got a text here from the 262. Says, I definitely take vacations. We try to go to different places each year. We've been to lots of states, including Hawaii, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I don't care. Caribbean. We would love to go to Europe, but that long flight sounds rough. I'll tell you this, texter, go to Europe.
Yes.
It's a bit of a longer flight, but if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin to Hawaii, that's like 9 hours.
I have done not Wisconsin to Hawaii, but Wisconsin to California to Hawaii when I was a kid, and that felt grueling.
Yeah.
I've also flown to Europe, and I found that flight to go by very quickly. Yeah. Maybe that's because the European flights, you know, they include wine as one of those free things instead of just soda. You sleep through the flight. Oh, yeah, like a stereotype from earlier.
Just gonna make fun of French people. Sorry, French people.
But definitely do it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, plan that trip. Plan it. And I think you will, like, pick a country, pick some cities, and just do it. I think you'll really enjoy it, and you'll want to go back.
And don't stress about, if I'm going to Paris, I have to see every little thing that's famous in Paris. Pick the things that speak the most to you and say, maybe I'll be able to go back. Because we gotta prioritize things like that. I know it's hard with the way the economy is and the way these jobs treat people, but
yeah.
you'll thank yourself later for having done it, I think, if you're able to.
Yeah. Greg Wansnyder, good friend, I've known him for a very long time, says, I'm loving this, Greg, in on your show. You guys should do this more often together. Not opposed. And what else? Tony Zimmerman, I've got a vacation plan for California soon. Really looking forward to it. That's the other thing, too, is when you take those vacations, you look forward to it. You get excited. You do all the work you need to do, farm out your stuff to coworkers and whatnot. But, man, that looking forward to it, and then you get on the vacation and you come back, and you're always just feeling better.
Yes.
You feel refreshed. And I'm going to keep pounding that point home, is that you feel refreshed. You reset. You get yourself ready for whatever. But, yeah, I'm just – huge proponent of vacations. Are you going on any vacations anytime soon?
I'm leaving next Thursday for Las Vegas for the weekend with my partner, John. We are seeing the last show at the Sphere that U2 is going to perform.
Anya's officially fired from this show. You will never hear from Anya again, for I am jealous and angry and jealous and angry and angry and jealous. But no, I hope you have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it lots when I get back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Bring you back a $1,000 T-shirt. All right.
For sure.
You're listening to the 3 o'clock hour on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Anya is on the boards. Stay close. I'm going to go grab some juice, but listen to these ads.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, today is the beginning of North America's largest organic farming conference. And guess what? It's happening right here in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. They're expecting more than 1,800 attendees for the 35th annual organic farming conference hosted by Marble Seed happening in La Crosse. Laura Stern is executive director of Marble Seed and said one of the areas they're focused in on this year, trying to reveal monies available to farms that want to transition into organics.
For folks that are considering organic, this is an amazing time right now in the history of organic to make that transition. There's a lot of support from our organization, from other organizations across the country, and enabling farmers to kind of fund that transition because we know it's hard. There's funding for mentorship, technical assistance, and all that that we're part of. And then there's also funding for the farmers that are making the transition to support them in doing that.
Laura Stern, executive director of Marble Seed, the hosting group for the 35th annual Organic Farming Conference happening today through Saturday in La Crosse. Stern also says that this year's theme focuses in on reducing waste on the farm, waste of time, waste of money, waste of food, waste of byproducts.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
At Compere Financial, we're defined by you, your hopes for the future, as well as what you need today. As a local member-owned cooperative, you shape how we serve agriculture and rural communities. As a partner and part of your community, we're here for you with personalized service and expertise you can rely on. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
And National FFA Week continues across the countryside. Today is Give FFA Day. The Wisconsin FFA Foundation is targeting a $50,000 goal with matching donors, state officer challenges, and a new Rooted in Giving program that they're launching this year. It's all about supporting students through travel stipends as well as support during their supervised agriculture experiences. You can find out more going to wisconsinffa.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day as temperatures slide to the low 50s. A few clouds build in tonight as winds become a bit breezy, pulling in the much cooler air for Friday, where highs drop to where they should be for this time of year into the low 30s. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Alball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
I've been chubby. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
Welcome back to the 3 o'clock hour on Civic Media, the Civic Media Radio Network, coming out of WAUK 540 AM 101 FM. And I want to just say hi to everyone listening. If you're listening to WMDX Madison on Mad Radio or WXCO Wausau, Bull Falls Radio. I love that there's a place in Wisconsin called Bull Falls.
That's my hometown.
Are you serious?
I'm from, well, I grew up north for a bit, but Wausau is where I grew up the most. So yeah. I was very
in your
excited.
Heart, you mean?
In my heart, yeah, Wausau. So yeah, I love Bull Falls. Shout out to everybody listening in Wausau from Bull Falls right now.
And finally, as a tribute to my good friend Jane Matinair, WLAK Lake Erin, Amory.
That was nice. That was good.
Thank you. That's what we do every time. Because Amory is her favorite place she's never visited.
Really?
She's never been there. So. We're talking here today about, first of all, thank you for all the kind words on the live stream. You can join the live stream by going to Facebook or YouTube. I believe it's also on Twitter, but you can't comment there. But thank you for the kind words and the wonderful information. I got a text from Jimmy K, 608. I highly recommend taking a long-haul Amtrak out west. Get a sleeper room and enjoy the ride. Truly a great experience. I've thought about doing that, but that's one where I'm like, that is expensive.
It can get very expensive, yeah. And it takes so long. It can take days, really.
I once took an Amtrak from New York City to Milwaukee. It took 28 hours. That's because it saved me $20 on a flight. And folks, if you learn anything from me today in this 3 o'clock hour on Civic Media, by the way, download the app. Don't spend the $20 on the flight, because 28 hours on a train is not the book you want to write. It was awful. So I want to focus on one of the live stream comments we got here from Mr. Michael George Seal here. I get 4 weeks of vacation and I can take 2 weeks off at a time. I have every major holiday off and 14 personal days. I have weekends off and feel lucky to have this time and have no problem using those days off. My first question, Michael, do you live in Europe?
Michael, what are you working in and are you hiring?
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking for a friend. A friend's on you.
Several friends.
Several friends. But that's the amazing thing is bringing up a good point from that live stream comment. Is the amount we get, you know, growing up, you're like, you get 2 weeks off. That's 10 days. And you think about that, that's less than a day a month.
Yep.
And so you have to somehow juggle vacation and you have to juggle personal appointments if you can have to do those during the week. In America, 81% of the population who's working gets 4 weeks or less. And I know that a place that I worked at, the first 5 years, you got 2 weeks. And then on the beginning of that 6th year, you got 3 weeks. And then the 10 years, you got 3 weeks. And they made it seem like, yeah, you're welcome.
Wow, that's so cool that after a decade of work, I receive a couple more days.
That's very, very nice. Whereas in Europe, 70% of the working population gets 4 weeks or more time paid off. Wow. It's just, you know, my friends in Europe have laughed at me, not just for the fact that their cheese is orange, but also for the fact that we are just, I mean, they have so much vacation time and they travel too. Like, we're going to Morocco for the week.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to Chicago for an overnight, but I'm probably going to drive back late night because it's expensive to park there. So I'm just not going to do it at all. I'm going to stay home. Yep. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to watch show Chicago Med. That's a good show. You know, I mean, that's how we view it. Like, we get all, have you ever done that where you gotten all in your spirit? I'm going to go somewhere. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to go for 5 days. Oh, maybe I'll go for 3 days. I really can only do two.
When I got rejected from grad school, I did the I got rejected from grad school thing and planned to quit my teaching job and spend 3 months backpacking Europe to find myself. I did not go at all. I went from planning truly like 3 months of like, here's where I'll go and here's what I do to, I can't even afford to take a week off and flying to Europe and this and that. Couldn't do it. So yeah, I for sure have.
Yeah. It's hard. Like we said, you have to kind of almost convince yourself and tell yourself it's okay.
Yes.
Andrew, we got the news here. Top Wisconsin news story tomorrow. Massive wave of job resignations after Civic Media host tells Wisconsin workforce to go to Europe.
We did
also,
it.
Also, sorry, Europe. You know, I'm just reading off some of these other statistics here. You know, average PTO, 2 weeks for Americans, 4 weeks for Europeans.
Of course.
Yeah. They get it. They understand it. So I keep, I feel like I'm not beating a dead horse. I want this horse to stay alive, and I want it to also take a vacation. Pat from Green Bay, thank you so much for calling. What say you about vacation?
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. I always enjoyed your show. It's the first time I've ever called in. You would think, if you look at Europe and you look at the United States, how much happier people are over there. Because, you know, they get the vacation time, mm-hmm. they can go out and enjoy themselves. They don't have to wait till they're work someplace 25 years and are 55 years old by the time they get, you know, a decent amount of vacation time where they can take some longer vacations.
Yeah.
Vacations. And we just don't get that here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you work someplace, you get into your 50s or 60s, you ain't going to be able to do some stuff you would have been able to do when you're younger, and you would have been like, you know, taking a week or two vacations, going on a big hiking trip to Yellowstone or wherever, you know, and mm-hmm. we just don't get it here.
Yep. You are, you know, absolutely right, Pat. We always, you know, we have that mentality of I'll do it later. And then, you know, nowadays traveling has never been cheap, but everything seems expensive now. And Pat, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate your input on what we're talking about here. Something you brought up, Pat, that I think is very important to also highlight is the happiness factor in European countries. When you give employees that time off, when you let them take that time off and invest in themselves, and I'm going to also hook a controversial topic on here. You have something like universal healthcare.
What?
That, I know. Shut your mouth. You also then have a morale in the country, a pride in the country, because there's buy-in. If you can go to the doctor and get checked out and you don't have to pay a bill, if you can take a 2-week vacation in another country and your boss isn't on your back about it, you're proud to be from that country, whether it be France, whether it be Great Britain, whether it be Sweden or Norway or any of those other European. And this is not me saying America isn't great. This is not what I'm trying to say, or we should be a European country. I'm saying the model's out there and the proof is in the pudding. When you take a vacation and when you have the availability and you have a good working environment that allows you to do so, you get benefits from that as an employer.
Yes, the benefit of, I mean, you talked about toxic workplace. Imagine how much less toxic workplaces would be if yeah. these people who get pent up and they take it out on their coworker or the boss takes it out on their employee, how much better would coming into work be every day if all of your coworkers got enough rest and weren't, you know, flying off the handle because of this one little thing that yeah. they can't handle? They're actually able to regulate, and that's huge.
I mean, I don't know about you, but and I promise you to all the higher ups here at the company who are my bosses, I don't say this in a sucking up manner, but I enjoy coming to work.
Yes, me too. Yeah,
I enjoy talking to the people who are in charge of my work. I enjoy interacting with my coworkers. If I feel stress about a day, it's a day. It's not the job. And let me tell, I don't know about you. I don't know about any of you out there. There is nothing, I think, worse for your health than when a job creates a stress level that takes you into anxiety, depression, affects your mental health in a way that absolutely deters you from doing a good job. And if you don't have a sensitive or empathetic boss, makes it worse. So,
yeah,
you know, I think that the proof here with what we do is we have a great work environment, I believe.
I think so too.
And I like it. So when I say that it actually makes you feel better, I know that for a fact, because I've worked in those jobs where it's makes you feel sick to your stomach to get into the car, get out of bed.
Yep. My job before this, my last teaching job, the last several months of it, I cried every day before I had to drive into work. And it wasn't because my students were bad. My students were great. it was my boss, and I was devastated every day I had to go in. Now think about, that's how I start before going into work to teach kids.
Yeah.
Do you think I was the most, like, the most best teacher I could have been? I really wasn't.
I really hope you weren't an English teacher, because the most best.
Come on. It's actually a Hebrew teacher. That's why I don't know what I'm saying. But there you go.
But no, I get what you're saying. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I mean, if you're in charge of children, I can only imagine the stress when you love your job.
Imagine, right? Yeah. So the stress when you go in knowing someone doesn't have your back, that's hard.
Is Pat on the line again? Or is that a new caller, or is that Pat from?
We've got a new caller who I'm going to talk to quick. I think Pat is just hanging out.
Hanging out. All right. Well, Pat, you hang out there. I just from the little things of just, you know, the ability to get up out of bed. And I guess that's something, you know, that's very near and dear, because I went through for myself personally something over the pandemic where getting out of bed was even a problem, and work compounded that stress. And to be able to just get up and say, oh, I got to go to work, it's going to be great.
That is what I've found here, and it truly, truly changes your health.
Yeah. Greg Wansnyder says self-care is healthcare. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lynn from Minneapolis is on the phone. Lynn, what you got going on up there in the north?
Oh, this is interesting. You're talking about time off. As of the first of this year, we no longer have time off at my job. And a third of the people I know now work for companies like this.
What do you mean? You don't have time off? You
don't have time off. I used to have 23 days.
Yeah.
Every year. Now I have zero. I have to ask my boss, and if my boss is in a good mood, he can say, yeah, take off 3 months, whatever.
So is it unpaid? Like, do you have no paid off whatsoever?
No, it would be paid, but you have to trust that your boss will say yes. Like, I talked to one of the managers who had his previous company had this situation. His first child was born, and he asked for 2 weeks off, and his boss is like, oh, we're too busy. Why don't you just take half days off for 2 weeks?
That's what I'm talking about right there. Good Lord. Can you tell us what you do for a living without naming names and getting in trouble?
I'm an engineer. I do software programming for devices. But, you know, so previously, like I said, I had 23 days, meaning the company owed me that. And yes, the boss could hem and haw and say, well, shift it here. But at the end of the year, they had to give me 23 days. Now they don't have to give me anything. It's just a matter of what kind of a boss I have.
Oh, that.
Lynn, have a lot of your coworkers left?
No, because this seems to be the trend now. Actually, like I said, about a third of the people I know in this kind of business, the high tech, they're all kind of, it must be something to do with taxes or something. All the companies are going to this mode. So it's weird.
Wow. I'm wondering, I mean, my first thought is, do they think that you can find a job in another place that would actually, you know, value you?
My company has 50 people, so.
Say it again?
You know, it's a big company.
Okay.
My company has 15,000 people, so it's a big company. But anyway, I just thought that was an interesting comment, because you guys are talking about this, and it's like, oh, they just kind of hosed us all over. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that. See, that is the devastating thing, too, is when they say you get no more paid days off. You have to come to me, and I decide whether or not. Now, of course, you have to apply and they can get denied or accepted, but this almost seems like you have to bow and scrape. And
will the king of vacation days please bless me with one? That's what it feels like. Yeah,
may I have some more, sir? All right. You know what, Anya? I'm really feeling like I need a snack bar right now, so I'm going to go grab a snack bar. We're going to pay some bills, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Hour. Remember, you can call us at 844-967-2789, or you can follow us on the live stream. Or send us a text. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up next, Brittany Merlot, DJ Flipmix, is in the house to talk about the weather. We're coming back.
Had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust.
Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Hour. My name is Greg Bach, also known as the co-host of Matt Nair on Air, which you can listen to 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to say hi to friends, WBZH, Hayward, Buzz of the North, Buzz, WRJN, Racine, love that station so much, and WLCX, La Crosse, the Eagle.
Caca.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
I was thinking, do an eagle screech, but I thought.
There's an eagle screech in the sound effects, but it does not sound caca, that's for sure. All right. You can call us, text us, get on the live stream, drop a comment, and... without further ado, one of my favorite people in the world, DJ Flipmix, Civic Media's own Brittany Merlot. How you doing, Brittany?
I'm good. How are you, Greg?
I am doing well. The sunlight is coming through the window. By my account, it's 56 degrees.
Are you crying over there?
I want to like it, but you know why I can't like it.
And the facts, right?
The Ooh. Facts. Oh, the utter facts. welcome back to hanging out. We hang out like every day now.
We do. Yeah. I think we're becoming new best friends.
Brittany gets it. Brittany yep. gets it. Brittany, tell us about what's going on with the weather. I know that you talked about it this morning on Up North News Radio, but let's just chat about it. You know, as I asked you and you confirmed, this is the mildest winter in Wisconsin history.
Yeah, the absolute warmest ever. I mean, this is what winter did we have, really? It's been spring for quite a while now.
We had, so I live in Kenosha, and we had that one snowfall in January, and I don't think we've seen a trace of that snow in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, here in Wausau, our totals, we've only gotten 13 inches all season long. We should be at like 60 or 70 already.
Yeah. You know... So I'm asking you to do some major forecasting here, and I know you'll do it because you love the weather. Anya, Brittany loves the weather.
I heard about her collection of
barometers.
There we go. I couldn't think of the word.
Barometers.
Yes. So I'm aware and I'm excited to hear.
Well, no, it's not just the collection of barometers, but like your story of how you got into this, and that's for another time. But so the reason why I ask is I'm sure you're already looking forward to the future.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we're having a mild winter. Does that lead us into saying, all right, in 2024, we're looking at a less mild or more of a typical winter in Wisconsin, or even looking further out? How do you take those long-term forecasts?
Sure. So the first thing that I really look at, and a lot of meteorologists focus on first, is if it's going to be an El Nino or a La Nina. I mean, we've seen the El Nino really drive our weather pattern for this winter. And as we look forward towards spring and into summer, the pattern wants to flip. I mean, we've been sitting in El Nino for quite a while, and it did get pretty strong there for us, which is why we've been so warm. But as we look forward, it wants to do a rapid flip to La Nina, which... when it flips that fast, it's still going to keep the abnormally warm waters off into the Pacific. So what that means for us is a very rare spring. And I think what that's going to bring is actually some more stronger storms and severe weather into portions of western Wisconsin and even into northern Wisconsin as well, and early.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be can't remember. I mean, honestly, yesterday feels like a million years ago. Did we have, like last summer, it didn't feel especially hot.
No, and we weren't very active either with severe weather. I mean, we definitely had a few storms, but nothing major, no big outbreaks. It wasn't a very strong season.
Is there anything we should be looking out for? I mean, beyond just the idea that we've just walked into spring, apparently, is there anything we should be on the lookout for as far as just, you know, the weather and being prepared for maybe, is there going to be a tornado season that's going to be crazy or anything like that? I don't know. You love the tornadoes. You're going to go see the Twisters.
I am going to absolutely see that. But it's a love and hate relationship with tornadoes, right? They're just so fascinating, but they're so devastating.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But first and foremost, I mean, I guess you should be prepared for some light snowfall tomorrow. It's going to come out of nowhere as a cold front hits us. Yeah. So a little trace to about half an inch. And then after that, a big system next week, where our temperatures are going to be breaking records on Monday and Tuesday, near 70 degrees into parts of the southern portions of the state. It's just, and then we'll get hit with rain, and then we'll get hit with some snowfall, and it'll be pretty decent for places up towards Lake Superior, and we're tracking where the main track's going to go. But after that, we go back to the 60s. I know someone commented on there, I think it was Greg. He's like, can you please make the 60-degree weather last? And it's
not going to. Yeah, you're good to go, Greg. It's I can't believe I'm going to say this. I wish we just had like 1 week of that cold snap, that 2-3 degree really feels like February weather then, but we haven't had that all month. And it's hard to have that conversation. And I don't know, you know, you're in your expertise, people trying to, I don't want to say question it, 'cause I'm not trying to start like a political conversation, but you see what you see. And there's no getting around it. It's the science.
Yes. And here's the thing. Regardless of El Nino, La Nina, I don't care what's going on. I have noticed a trend of warming no matter what across the state of Wisconsin. And it happens every single year. And we keep seeing that. And when you study it every day in and out, and you just can't help but notice it. And it's even more of a slap in your face this year.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, I always love having you around. You've made me love the weather.
Yay!
When I talk about the weather with people, I actually start to get a little more like, well, there's a cold front coming down, and they're like, what are you even doing? I'm like, blame DJ Flipmix. It's her fault. Really quick, we've been talking about most of the hour here, taking vacations. A, do you have any vacations planned? B, do you have any problems taking a vacation?
I have zero problems taking a vacation. I do, though, if there's a big storm coming. That's the only time I'm should I? But if it's been planned, I'm leaving. Bye.
Are you going anywhere?
I have nothing planned yet this year. Do you have any suggestions for me?
New Orleans. Don't go in summer. It's really hot.
Okay.
Key West is really cool. We just went to Atlanta. That was very, very fun. And just eat a lot. Eat a lot of food. Go to the South and eat food. It's really great. So, Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's meteorologist, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Civic Media Radio Hour. My name is Greg Bach. I can be heard on Matt and Air on Air, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon. Up next is Devil's Advocate. Thank you so much, producer Anya, for your help today, and we will talk to you soon. Be awesome. Be amazing. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5, The Tap, and the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5, The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden met with Alexei Navalny's widow and daughter today in California, nearly a week after the opposition leader's death in Russia.
On